Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're all in a tizzy right now about this revelation that came out about The Office.
Yeah.
If they had done this...
You would have stopped watching.
I did.
Yeah, not Our Office.
The TV show.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What happened?
I did stop watching. I went back. Like, I jumped after, once they killed Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was on there temporarily after Steve Carell. And then
Before Spader.
Okay. And then they put Andy in there. And I was like, ugh, God, it was just so many lean years there in the middle. But then when you go back and get a running start at it, and like, if you're binging, you can kind of glide through the crap. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like, if you're watching it week to week, it's like you stopped looking forward to Thursday nights and you're like, this is just, it's so bad. James Spader was just terrible. But if you just binged the five seasons before, it's more tolerable because you know you're going to get through it.
There are other shows you could just
watch instead. But it's just, but then it all comes to fruition in the end, and it's you got to get to that last episode.
But so you said it was when Jim went to start his own company that this was supposed to happen?
I don't think they say exactly, but the revelation that came out is the writers, including the dude who plays Toby, I didn't realize he was a producer.
Yeah. BJ Novak is his
name. I just
name.
Thought it was him.
And Mindy Kaling wrote a lot.
Yes.
I knew it was Ryan and Kelly.
Yeah.
But I had no idea Toby was involved.
Yeah. Right?
He wrote himself that terrible role.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the most hated dude on The Office.
Yep.
And you're like, you're the boss, and
it's
you made yourself.
Because I hate him.
I guess. But they were trying to make Jim cheat on Pam.
Yeah. In fact, that one writer was such a cheerleader, and he was, I'm going to get my
way. But it was Toby who also.
He had a crush on Pam.
On the show.
His character did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit muddy the way everything happened. So they wrote it. And Jim or John Krasinski said
he put his foot. He said the only
I won't
time,
shoot it.
Yeah, the only time he really put his foot down.
But you could feel if you've gotten through those terrible years, their relationship was it was bad.
Rocky because they were
rough.
Together. Yeah,
but he started his own sports company and didn't really tell her and was like doing all this stuff and
shady.
Then. And she just felt like betrayed. And I think they were going to do it right then and have them bounce back. They would not have bounced back.
That teapot scene would not have happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
when
true.
He had all those things, like he wrote
note,
something.
A real note.
Did you know that? They never read it on the air, but her reaction when she opens that teapot.
Was
it's
real.
Genuine.
Oh, my God. Did you think they ever slept together?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
And you know what? I think I see Pam cheating on Jim as opposed to Jim cheating on Pam.
Well, she already kind of cheated on Roy.
Yes, that's why.
And kind of on Jim.
That's
with
why.
With the cameraman.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Did she?
It got real muddy. Where remember he was going through the divorce and they like had this really intimate relationship. But yeah, I'm not a fan of Pam.
You're not?
No, I don't get it. Jim supported her during her dream. Then he wants to have a dream. She's not there for him.
Good point.
Yeah. She did. Even when Michael's finally happy dating someone, it's her mom, so she can't stand it. Like, grow up.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You've got emotions about this.
She's a selfish bastard.
Yeah. You nailed it. She kind of cheated on Roy, but that gets overlooked because he was a bad guy or something.
Right.
But he still worked. He was still her fiance.
Do you know what's really shocking to me? I had no idea you were into The Office. I knew Aaron I could count on to talk. You watched it all then?
Yeah, I've seen all of it. Yeah, I used to watch it in college with my roommate.
Did you see that coming? Not from T-Hack.
No,
I'm going to have to go back and figure out when she was doing the cameraman thing. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
anyway, he was going to sleep with some other receptionist was the point.
But didn't they have some episode where he's like in a hotel somewhere and some woman keeps coming to the hotel, to Jim's hotel room. Remember
that? Who was that?
And she's definitely making the move, but he doesn't
That must have been it.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about he was on a trip and the girl, he was supposed to sleep with her and it didn't happen. They ended up like getting in bed together, I think.
It was
like laying down in bed in the hotel room.
Him and Angela.
It wasn't Angela.
No.
So if you have issues with Pam, who would you sleep with on The Office?
I don't know. The Michael's boss.
Jan?
Yeah, Jan.
Man.
I'd go Jan.
Yeah. She shops at Nordstrom.
She also shops at Ann Taylor.
That's true.
Because Dwight had pointed that out after his weird night. I would definitely sleep with the one that got away from Jim. What was her name?
Oh, the blonde?
No. First off, I sleep with Amy Adams, the purse girl.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about
her. For sure. But then the one who ended
Karen.
Up being... Karen.
Rashida Jones.
Karen Filippelli.
Is it Rashida? Is that who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
Yeah, okay.
Your parents must have been in the military. Or your dad must
We're
have
sorry
been in
we just geeked out on The Office, know, right? But honest to God, John Krasinski saved the entire series.
He did. He put his foot down. He protected his character.
Because he said the audience would never, mm-hmm. ever come back.
And
if
I don't
done
think
that.
They would have either.
But if Pam cheated, T.A. could be like, oh, man!
I expect it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.